as we get into this passage this morning. I know for years I've always heard that, you know, people come to church and they don't want to hear the pastor preach about giving. And when they call me to be pastor here, one of the questions that I received is, are you going to be willing to preach on those topics that nobody wants to hear? Thank you, Wilma. But this morning's passage is on giving, but it's not on financial giving. Now, if that's what you get out of it, that's between you and God, but that's not where He led me this week. We are going to be in Mark chapter 12, so if you want to turn there. But like I said, this is the type of giving that goes a lot deeper than just finances. And so if you'd read along with me, we're going to start in verse 41 of chapter 12. And again, it's only three or four verses. So if you'd read along with me, it says, "And he," which is Jesus, "sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, 'Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on.'" Let's pray. Father God in heaven, I just come before you and I lift up your word and I pray that your spirit would move in this place. Lord, that you would take over, that it wouldn't be my words, but it would be a message from you. Lord, that you would receive glory and honor, that you'd help me to change my life, help me to alter the things that I'm doing wrong. I pray that for each one of us here today. Lord, may we honor and glorify you with this service. We thank you that we could praise you in song. We thank you for the opportunity to do that. But Lord, may we praise you now with our obedience to your word. In your name we pray. Amen. Like I said, in this passage, we have this opportunity to kind of get a glimpse into how they would have in the outer courts. They would have 13 basically like trumpet-shaped receptacles that would be fastened up, and people would come and they would drop their money in that opening that was kind of cone-shaped, and it would fall down into the box. And at this place, that's where the women would go in and drop in their offerings. And so many people were coming up to this place and they were dropping in their offerings. And as Jesus says, there were a lot of rich people dropping in a lot of money. But Jesus comes and he sees this going on. And so he sits down across opposite of the treasury box and he begins to watch people. And he begins to see what they're doing. And not that they're doing anything wrong, but he sees this one poor widow, and that's what I want to look at today is not the gift of this widow, but the gift of this widow and the giving. So first of all, let's look at what this woman had. She had what it calls two small copper coins. They were actually called a leptas. I assume that's how you pronounce it. It's L-E-P-T-A-S. It was the smallest coin in circulation. And she had two of them, and two of them would make 1/64th of a day's wages. A denarius was basically what was the average day's wage. Well, this leptas was 1/64th of that of a day's wage. So it's not a whole lot of money. And not only was it 1/64th, and she had two of these, but ever so often the temple authorities would hand out two of these leptas to people so that they could get a day's worth of bread. So with those two copper coins, you get one day's worth of bread. That's what she had. And we know according to Jesus, as we look later on, or we just read later on in the passage, that's all she had to live on was these two copper coins that was enough to buy one day's worth of bread. That's what she had to live on. That's what she had to start with. Now, we assume because of what Jesus said, we know that she didn't have anything else, and the fact that she had exactly the amount that the temple authorities would hand out for that purpose. We figure that she probably, being a widow, she didn't have a husband to support her. She probably did not have a job of any kind to bring in income. And so the only thing that she had was these two coins that had been given to her. And so when we stop and we think about what she had, it wasn't very much. But then let's go on to see a little bit more about this woman. She had these two coins, and she went to the temple with the purpose of giving both coins. Well, how do you know she was going to give both? How do you know she wasn't going to just give one and get there and decide to give two? Well, you wouldn't carry around, if that's all you had, you wouldn't just carry it around with you unless your intention was, I'm going to give this to the temple offering. And so she went, took everything she had and gave sacrificially. And it wasn't so much the two coins, but it was the fact that she gave both and she didn't keep anything back for herself. Sometimes we think, you know, it's what we give, it's what we give. It's not what we give, it's what we hold back for ourselves that really shows our heart. It's not about, well, I gave this amount of money or I dropped this money in here, you know, or I did. It's not about what I give, it's what I try to hold for myself. That's the difference in a lot of the giving, and that's what Jesus is seeing here. He's not saying that these people that had more money and that they gave out of their abundance, that it was wrong. He was saying that this woman gave sacrificially everything she had. She held nothing back for herself, which tells us something else about this woman. Man, what faith. If you had enough money, and this is all you had, was to buy enough food for one day, and you went and you gave that to the church, or you gave that to some other organization that was doing godly work, and you gave that away not knowing that you were going to get money back, that you were not knowing where your next meal was going to come from. That's where this woman was. The authorities had given her these two coins. She had come back and she gave them back to God. She gave God everything she had. Sacrificially, not knowing where her next meal was coming from, she had to have believed that God was going to take care of that next meal. She had probably been given those two coins from the temple, so why not give them back to the temple? That's where she was at. Her faith was that real. Next, we assume that if Jesus was able to set a cross and see this woman, that other people were able to see her too. And I don't know if there was a line of people or if people were just casually every now and then coming by and putting money in. I don't know how many people were there. But Jesus is sitting there watching and he's seeing these rich people that are putting money in, or these people that had more putting money in. And so as she comes and puts hers in, those people had to have seen her too. So here she comes with her two copper coins, and I'm coming up here, and the person that's coming next has got, you know, a lot more money, and she wasn't worried about what that person thought. She wasn't worried about that person behind her that was going to give more. She was giving what she had. And she wasn't worried about what people were going to say. She wasn't worried about what people were doing. She didn't look at their gift and say, well, mine's not enough. She didn't say, well, you know, I can't give that much. Maybe I should save up till I get that. That's not what she did. She gave what she had. She didn't care about what anybody else was doing or what anybody else might say. She gave from her heart. Next on this woman, not only was she not concerned But you know, she never thought about who she might reach. I'm sure that when she came up, she had these two copper coins and she was going to give them back to the offering. And she probably never even dreamed of the fact that God's Son was going to watch her put those two coins in that treasury. That God's own Son that came to die for her sins was going to see what she did. And not only see what she did, it made such a difference to Him that He called His disciples around to Him to teach Him how this lady was giving. So now the disciples have learned from this woman giving her two copper coins, and it makes such an impression on them that Mark writes it in the gospel. And it makes such a difference that God keeps it in His Word until today even, to where you and I can learn that this woman gave all she had, which was nothing. God did not need her two copper coins. God is the owner of a cattle on a thousand hills, and He owns everything, and He hung the stars in space. Did He need her two copper coins? No. But she needed to give her two copper coins to show her love and devotion to her God. That's where this woman was at. This is the part where it gets sticky. And again, I'm not talking finances, but I'm talking about if we go to those same five things that we just talked about with that widow, and you apply them to you. I'm not applying them to you. I applied them to myself all week long, and it was a rough week. But this is what I'm saying. If you will apply those same five things to your life, and I'm not talking financial giving, I'm talking about the way you give of yourself to God. First of all, she gave everything she had. Well, what do you have? Man, you've got a family, you've got a job, you've got a house, you've got friends, you've got food, you've got so much more than two copper coins. And she gave everything she had. And I'm not saying give up everything you have, but I'm saying your heart should be the same as that woman. That she's willing to give up everything that she has to show her devotion to her God. That's rough. Because not only did she give everything she had, she went with the intentions. When I wake up of a morning, or when you wake up of a morning, what are your intentions when you go in through the day? You know, sometimes I used to always talk to the youth, and I've talked to people over the years about, you know, your action and your reaction tells a lot about where you're at. I can plan my actions, but my reactions come from my heart. I can plan to do something when I go into a room, but if somebody treats me different, then it's how I react makes a difference. And I truly believe that our reactions come from our heart. But we can't stop before the intentions. What were your intentions this morning when you came to church? Well, I'm going to go and I'm going to listen to Brother Steve talk for maybe 20 minutes and I'm out of here. And you're probably right if it goes that long. But what are your intentions tomorrow morning? Well, I'm going to go to work and I'm going to do this, or I'm going to go to school and I'm going to do that. And our intentions are to do the things that we've planned for us. But what are your intentions to do for God tomorrow morning? Her intentions were to take what she had and give it to God. God allowed her to get to that temple and allowed her to get to that treasury and drop them in, and she did everything in her intentions. But what I'm asking you, and I've asked myself all week, what are my intentions? Am I willing to give everything I have to God? Now, He may not want everything I have, but am I willing to give it? Because sometimes He just wants to know that you're willing. When He talked to Moses had a staff. Are you willing to throw it down? But man, this is my protection. This is my stability. This is my security. Are you willing to throw it down? After he threw it down, he let him pick it back up. But he wanted to know if he was willing to throw it down. And I think every morning God wants to know if you're willing to throw your life down for Him. Are you willing to step up and live for Him the way He called you to? The only way you're going to do that is to be like this woman. Because she was going to give, not knowing what was going to happen next. She was going to believe in her God that if she starved to death, that's okay. If God chose not to give her food, then that's okay. She was going to give everything she had to God, not hold anything back because her life was not about her. Too many times my life's about me, and so I hold back a portion for me. I hold back a situation or a time or things that I'm doing. I hold it back for me because my life is about me. Well, it's not about me. It's about God. And so if I'm willing to do as this woman did, the only way I can do that is to believe that God has my next step. Have you ever seen, and I'm sure you have, those trapeze artists that used to be in circuses years ago, and I know I'm dating myself, but they would swing, and after they were done, they'd fall, or if they'd fall, there's this huge net below, and it just looked like that would be so much fun. You know, just flip out there and just land and bounce, and then they go over to the edge and they do this little somersault thing to get off. But man, it was just such a... Having that net wasn't the most important thing. But could you imagine doing that without that net? Because that's what God's asking you and me to do every day. Man, I want to keep my security under me. God, I'll step out and I'll do whatever you want, but I've got this huge... I want to make sure there's a huge net underneath me. I want to know that if I step out and do what you call me to do and I fail, that I'm going to land on that net and everything's going to be okay. And I can climb back up here again. But this woman gave without a net. Do you live without a net? Ask yourself that question. Do you live without a net? Or do you truly have the faith that God is going to catch you? Or God is going to let you fall and that's going to be part of His plan? Because that's where we're at. We have to have that type of faith. If you don't have that faith, you'll never give what you have to Him. And you know, there's times that, like this woman, when I plan on giving this attitude or this day or this opportunity to God, and then I see someone around me that they're giving so much more to God. Well, man, I don't want to step up and show my little amount. Because look what they're giving to God, and I don't have that. Man, they've got a beautiful voice or an ability to play, you know, guitars or just an ability just to do so many different things for God, and all I can do is talk. And so I hold back my 2 copper coins. Because I'm worried about what other people are able to give more than me. Or maybe I hold back my 2 copper coins because they're going to laugh at me. They're going to make fun of me. Steve, that doesn't make sense. All you've got to live on is these 2 copper coins. All you've got is your life. And if what if it doesn't work out? What if you step out and follow God and you give Him your life and He sends you to Zimbabwe? What if it doesn't work out? I can't worry about what other people might say about what I'm supposed to give. But we do. We allow other people to affect what we're willing to give to God. When in all, He has given it to us. And then as we look at this woman, she never thought about who she might reach. Have you ever even dreamed about the people that you might be able to reach for God? I know we all think, well, if I live my life right, then I will affect my family, you know, and maybe a few people where I work, and we get these numbers in our mind, to think, if I give my heart to Jesus, if I give my life to Jesus the way I'm supposed to, who could He reach? Man, could you imagine if Billy Sunday would have said that? And all the people that he reached, it trickled down, I don't remember exactly how it went, but to Billy Graham. And the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that he reached. And then the people that they reached. And they're still reaching people. But could you imagine if that one guy had just said, I don't have much to give. I'm not going to give because of what somebody else might say. You don't know who he's going to reach through you. Well, he can reach somebody. He could use somebody else and reach so many more people. But there are people that you may be the only one that would listen, that they would listen to. But I think about when that woman gave those two coins. The guy setting the cross. It made an impact on him. It made a difference to Jesus that she was willing to give from her heart. If you're willing to give from your heart, it will make a difference to Jesus. Now today, we can look at this and we can say, you know, there are people out there all the time that you read on social media or wherever, and they say, choose to be nice. And yes, you can. And you should. Choose to do good. And yes, you should. So what's the difference in a Christian and somebody else that's out there that's just doing good? Where do you get your motivation to give? If it's somebody telling you, oh, well, you should give a certain amount, well, then I want you to ignore that. If it's because, well, that's what we've always done, so we're going to keep doing it, then ignore that. I'm talking about giving from the heart. Who you are, what God has given you, whether it's emotional, whether it's intellectual, whether it's, you know, whatever you have, are you willing to give it for the case of Jesus Christ? Because people say, well, you know, there's no difference. Yeah, the motivation. Why do you give what you give? We talked about why this woman gave. Why did Jesus give? If you want to learn giving, you can get it from this woman, but if you don't want to get it from this woman, then get it from Jesus. Because everything that Jesus had before He came down, He gave up. He came, He died on the cross. He gave up everything He had. There were people that laughed at Him and mocked Him. He didn't care what other people said. He believed that if He did the Father's will, He knew that if He did the Father's will, that the Father would reach everyone that He wanted to reach. So the same thing that this woman did, my Lord and Savior did. He gave the same way. He held nothing back. He didn't care what people thought. And He did it to reach you and me. As we go into this closing part of this message, we can talk about this woman and the things she did. And we can talk about how Jesus gave. But I want you to stop and think about yourself. All that you have, whether you believe it or not, came from God. If He is your God, then choose Him. If you are your God, then choose you. It's not about what you give. It's about what you hold back. Where you are, what are your intentions? Who are you living for? When you go out tomorrow, who are you living for? When you go out this afternoon, who are you living for? Jesus is sitting just across watching you. I wonder sometimes how many people that I could reach. That's not up to me. It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is the one person I know that's watching me is watching me. Whether you know it, whether you want to admit it or not, He's watching you too. Why do we not reach the world? Why do we not reach the people in Stockton, the people around us? Why do we not reach them? Because I keep one of those copper coins in my pocket. I'll give one to God on Sundays and Wednesdays and occasionally now here and there, but that other copper coin stayed in my pocket. I'm not willing to give everything I have to God because He might use me in a way that's not comfortable. It may have got really uncomfortable for this widow after she gave those two coins. Don't know how long she had to wait before she could get more. I hope it gets real uncomfortable for you like it did me this week. Because as long as I keep one copper coin in my pocket, then my life is not sold out for Jesus Christ. And if my life is not sold out for Jesus Christ, then I'm not doing what He's called me to do. He has called you to take up your cross daily and follow Him. Now, what you do with it, that's totally up to you. He's given you two copper coins. What are you going to do with them? Let's pray. Father God in heaven, I just come before You and I thank You for Your Word. Lord, I pray that You would show us. Show us today what You have for us from Your Word for our lives, for our service to You. Lord, forgive us where we fall short. Lord, I pray that Your Spirit would move in this place in such a mighty way right now that people would be uncomfortable. That we would learn to surrender everything to You. Lord, I thank You and I praise You for loving me. I'll never understand why, but I'll never doubt it. I thank You. In Jesus' name, amen.